SW Mobile.
Then happy last day, KK4POT Mobile.
Good morning, Jim. How you doing this morning? Man, it's foggy over here.
Over here, I got a good bit of fog. Sticky out. In order for today?
I was teaching my boss how to do a couple of things yesterday. And wrote a bunch of standard work, so how to do different things and that they may not know how to do, but they're not going to be able to pick anybody for another week or two probably. So I made arrangements to come back like on the weekends and teach them.
Well, that's a good deal. That'll help them out a little bit, keep it rolling.
And you're going to learn in just a couple of days.
Heard any from Ed this week?
Excuse me, I think it was on Monday, saying he was just running late and trying to get done, and he hadn't been able to get on the radio when we're on.
Yeah, I know that's been a mess for him here lately. But that's a bummer.
Leaving out a little bit later. Once I figure out what my schedule is and what I can work it into, so I may not be able to catch you guys too often on the mornings.
That, I was figuring that probably would end up being the case, but I guess you gotta kinda get settled in over there, see what's going on.
Work it into, maybe 6 to something, and then instead of 7, and then that way I'll be able to, catch you guys in the morning. It's a little bit longer drive.
On 85.
85 up there where 29 and 85 meet.
Got to fight with that in the afternoon, I guess, but I guess it's just part of it.
From there, I think three times in the last month, about the time I would be getting off, and it's like, oh man, the interstate wasn't too bad, but man, when you got to Welford on 29, man, it was just terrible.
It'll stay nice and smooth for you. I know it's just when them guys get into an accident or something, man, it seems like it's just this major ordeal out there with traffic.
If I recognize that there's an accident out on 85 where I gotta go, I can go, take 29 up into Spartanburg and go that way. Go into catch 26, take it, headed west, and jump back on 85.
It'd be good to maybe run a few of those routes just so you had a couple down, for days like that, because I'm sure it'll come up.
Figure it out. I know the guy that's going to be my boss lives out by me, and I just have to find out what way he goes and find out, how long on average it takes.
They new burger place out last night, and man, I'm still full this morning from that place. Man, it was delicious. It was a tropical burger out in Easley, where the old Taco used to be. Man, that's a home run of a place right there.
You got a new restaurant opening up, and a lot of the older ones are closing down.
Couple on the news yesterday or the day before, I saw that Duke Sandwich, one of their locations, I think it was the Congaree Road one, is closing down, and then there was another downtown restaurant in, I think, Greenville that was closing up and stuff, and man, I hated to see all that.
Couple of Mexican restaurants.
Couple of new restaurants that have opened up over here, and a few more that are close to opening. So there's some good activity out this way. Thanks for jumping back in today. We'll see if he comes in here.
From him, KN4TFW.
Guys
wanted to get together over in Taylor's at a Mexican restaurant on Friday, but, you know, Susan's supposed to be off, but I'll be working that new job, so, man, it'd be 5 or 5:30 before I could get down that way.
Mike wouldn't be able to get there any sooner than that anyway. You know, if he was headed to Taylor's, you know, it would probably be, you know, I think the earliest he could get there would be 5. And I would imagine it'd probably be between 5 and 5:30 before he got there. I got to check. My brother-in-law might be coming over Friday. I got to follow up with him, find out what he's got going on. And then, if not, you know, we might be able to make something work on our end.
You check a little bit later. See, they were struggling to find somebody to work for Friday, and that, but she's supposed to be off, so I don't know if they talked her into working or not, so I'll have to find out this morning. It's supposed to be nice through the weekend, although it's going to be really hot. At least no major rain anyway. Maybe some pop-ups.
All that, I was looking at that because I got a few outdoor activities to do this weekend. A few little projects to wrap up. I got to finish. I got to add one more bracket to the antenna that we put up, and then a few other little things outside, you know, going on. So I was looking at that this morning. I thought, all right, at least it'll be, you know, it was, I think, what, Saturday and Sunday are almost 10 degrees cooler than today. I know today, was it today and maybe tomorrow are just supposed to be like firecrackers outside.
And tomorrow was supposed to be like, and Friday's supposed to be like 95 and hot.
And not looking forward to that. Yeah, not at all. But I did. Yeah, I was pleased when I saw that the weekend was gonna be a little bit cooler. Still gonna be hot, but cooler overall. So yeah, hopefully that'll be nice out. Well, I'm rolling up, so let me jump out of here. I hope you have a fantastic last day there. That everything goes nice and smooth, and you can finish up anything you need to wrap up there. And if I don't catch you tomorrow, which I don't imagine I would, but have a good first day there at the new place, and I hope you have a lot of fun learning all the new stuff, and hopefully we'll get to catch up with you soon. So have a good one there, Ken. 73KK4POT.
I am, and I hope you have an awesome day, and try to stay a little bit cooler anyway, and I'll try to catch up with you guys when I can. I'll figure out what my new schedule is, and try to get some air time with you guys. KN4TFW.